This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. is on the brink of a federal government shutdown.
Hard right Republicans in Congress rejected a long-shot effort to keep offices open, and now the Senate will be at work in a rare Saturday session to try to approve temporary funds. But it may be too late. Come midnight Saturday, with no deal in place, federal workers will face furloughs. More than 2 million active duty and reserve military troops will work without pay, and programs and services that Americans rely on will begin to face shutdown disruptions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy talked to reporters after the vote.
Well, I think we had an interesting conversation there, but we continue to work through trying to find the way out of this. I firmly believe there are no winners in a government shutdown. And I think that's the best way forward, to make sure the government does not shut down.
Even if the Senate can wrap up its work, it won't prevent an almost certain shutdown amid the chaos in the House. Mexico's president slammed the U.S. aid for Ukraine and sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and other nations. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador issued a broad criticism of U.S. foreign policy Friday, as the first of two high-level meetings between U.S. and Mexican officials got underway at the State Department. He says U.S. sanctions were forcing people to emigrate from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is a strategy.
When people can make a living, when they have confidence in their economic security, when they can put food on the table for their kids, when they can build a future at home, that's exactly what they'll choose to do. And they're less likely to undertake the very dangerous and hazardous journey north.
Lopez Obrador says the United States should spend some of the aid to Ukraine on economic development in Latin America. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of the top commanders of the Wagner military contractor to take charge of volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. That order signals the Kremlin's efforts to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their chief, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Putin told him that his task is to form volunteer units that could perform combat tasks primarily in the war zone. Retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley made a forceful call in defense of American democracy and the Constitution Friday as he handed the reins of the military's top post to his successor.
It's not the usual farewell speech of a retiring American top general.
We don't take an oath to a king or a queen. We're a tyrant, we're a dictator, and we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that it's America, and we're willing to die to protect it.
The office of General Mark Milley did not respond to queries about who the retiring Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman was referring to, but some speculate it was a thinly veiled jab at former President Donald Trump, who is seeking a return to office. Milley is handing over the military's leadership to General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
A federal judge in Washington has set a hearing date for a limited gag order on former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
Judge Tanya Chutkan will hear arguments in her court on October 16th. Federal prosecutors cite what they say is a continuing pattern of incendiary and intimidating statements in the case charging Trump with scheming to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Special counsel Jack Smith's team early this month requested an order aimed at reining in Trump's attacks in the case. In their latest sightings, they noted an appearance in South Carolina in which Trump admired a handgun, as well as a social media post in which he suggested retiring Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley committed treason and should be executed. Trump's lawyers have denounced the gag order request. Norman Hall, Washington.
Libyan authorities say commercial flights with Italy have resumed for the first time in a decade. Flight MT-522, operated by the Libyan carrier Medsky Airways, departed the international airport in Tripoli for Rome's Leonardo da Vinci Airport on Saturday. Air authorities in Libya say a return flight is scheduled to land in Tripoli in the afternoon. According to the airport announcement, there will be round-trip flights between Libya and Italian capitals on Saturdays and Wednesdays. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.